Down the Dunk Podcast. Good morning and welcome to the Down to Dunk Podcast. We're here to talk about some Thunder. My name is Luke Stevens, and with me as always is Taylor Dickerson, Jay Smith, and Andrew Schlecht. All right. Fellas, Thunder game last night. Let's talk about it. And Thunder game before that. One win, one loss. What do you guys think?
Do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Andrew, I want the good news. Let's with good news.
Talk about the game on Sunday. Super close game. The thing that kept the Thunder in it is they kept the Grizzlies off the offensive boards, and they were only able to get 4 second chance points for the entire game, which was key. And also, you know, KD was incredible. There were, I mean, just the few plays down the stretch, everything went the Thunder's way. Even at the very end when Reggie Jackson fouled Coupon on that three-point shot.
Yeah.
And he ended up clanking the first one. And you could see all the air just go out of Reggie Jackson afterwards because he knew that he had, you know, basically blown the game for them. Because, he fouled them pretty bad. What did you guys think about Sunday's game?
I didn't get to watch most of it. I kind of tuned in. I followed a little bit on my phone and listened to a little bit on the radio and then tried to watch a little bit of the fourth quarter. I'll stick to it. Even after last night, I don't feel like this is – I'm not on edge as much as I was in the Rockets series. Like, does that make sense? And maybe it's because expectations have changed. Without Rush, your expectations were, hey, let's get out of the first round. And from there, it's kind of a crapshoot.
Yeah.
And so I think that may be part of it. But the other part of it is Memphis isn't daunting to me as far – and maybe it's just because the offensive prowess of the Rockets was so just insane. They were hitting so many threes. Like, Memphis doesn't make me feel that way. Like, Mike Conley did last night. But in game one, I took a ton of positives. And, I'm always going to be overly optimistic. That's kind of my MO as far as sports teams. But I still, even after last night's loss, still feel like the Thunder can go to Memphis and get one and end up bringing it back here for game five and then ultimately can hopefully get it back here for game seven. Now, Memphis probably feels the exact same way. Like, they should be up 2-0 and blah, blah, blah. But I felt like the Thunder, even last night, were in control of the game up until Mike Conley hit, I mean, really that three that was just so ginormous last night. But game one, Durant was spectacular. He's been in this round so far between him, Steph Curry. It's early in this round, but I think Kevin Durant has had an incredible playoff run. I think the MVP of the playoff so far would have to be between him and Steph Curry as far as
Joakim
Noah. Yeah. Just in pure will.
Yeah.
That game seven by him. We'll talk about that maybe just a little bit. But so game one, Durant was spectacular, hit incredible shots down the line. Those didn't fall last night. And defensively, they just kind of let Mike Conley go a little bit there towards the end. Mike Conley was hitting great shots. And so goes
Did
back.
Did you know that KD didn't hit a three in that game, in the first game?
No, really? I didn't.
Yeah, he didn't hit a three.
Wow.
Which was pretty unusual for KD. He only took two. And he didn't hit one, but it's good to see him going into the post and getting a little bit closer to the basket, even with a guy like Tayshaun Prince who can cover him pretty well because of his length.
He's just slow now. Tayshaun is not slow, but he's slower than 5 years ago, 6 years ago, Tayshaun Prince.
Oh, yeah.
It'd have been a fantastic matchup, but he's not the same. He's still doing well.
Yeah.
As well, I guess you can. So, Taylor, you went last night. I guess we can continue to talk about Sunday night or Sunday afternoon. Anything else about Sunday's game that stuck out to y'all?
Well, Kevin Martin played an incredible game. He was aggressive in the first half. He had 21 points in the first half, and that's kind of how was the game.
You're thinking of the Rockets game. He didn't have
– No, he had 25.
He had 21 in the first half of the Rockets game. He had 25.
How many did he have in the first half of Sundays? He had a lot.
Yeah, he had a lot.
He hit a majority of his shots in the first half.
That's what I'm here to do. I'm not going to talk about anything else. I'll just correct you just if you say something wrong.
But Martin was really, really good in that game. He was aggressive. He was getting in the paint. He was hitting his open shots. And then it was the exact opposite.
Yeah, he was bad.
You know, last night he was really bad. He couldn't hit anything.
And it wasn't like it's not that Memphis changed defense. It's not like, hey, sick Tony Allen on Kevin Martin. No, it's just
that didn't happen.
He just was missing shots.
Yeah,
wide open shots.
Now it did happen in the second half more, and in the fourth quarter, Scott Brooks was playing. Was playing Kmart more, and they put Tayshaun. This was when they were putting Tony Allen on Durant, and they were just doubling Durant, basically, and trying to trap him in different places. And so Tayshaun Prince was on Kmart for a while there, and that kind of shut down any opportunity for him to have a better game. But, yeah,
that's pretty sad, though. If you're Kevin Martin, you should be able to get shots off on Tayshaun Prince because you're so much quicker than he is. It's just... I don't know. He's
inconsistent.
He just disappears.
The bad part about it is I think that as Kevin Martin goes, the Thunder go. The Thunder will go as far as Kevin Martin can help them get somewhere. Derek Fisher was phenomenal again. I will 100% give it up to him. He has been maybe the Thunder's second best player for the entire playoffs so far, which is crazy to think.
Yeah.
Showed up in a large way and has continued that play. 6-9 last night in a game. The only other person besides Durant that shot a percentage over 50%. He was just good. Yeah. He's been good.
He's hitting shots. He's poking balls away.
Yeah, he's playing.
Hello. Yeah, he's poking those balls all right.
And
he is. That's what he's doing.
Playing great.
I know.
You watch him in the paint. He pokes balls.
He almost had an incredible.
Right. Preach it.
He was really close to a incredibly timely steal on Mark Gasol, where he kind of jumped on the ball. I mean, did you watch it? Did you get the finish, Andrew? He jumped in front of a ball in front of Mark Gasol, and Mark Gasol basically plows through him. You know, it's a loose ball. No, it should not have been a foul call. I'm not saying that, but kind of plows through him and ends up going off Derek Fisher, going out of bounds. It's around the 1 minute mark. The Thunder were up two at that time. They get the ball, call a timeout, do an inbound play where Mark Gasol gets an and one.
Yeah.
And then they take the lead at that point and really don't relinquish it since or after that. And so I thought some balls went the other way for the Thunder last night. A lot of offensive rebounds that were. The Thunder had position, and the bounces went just kind of more the Grizzlies' way, which happens, and that's natural. I think between offensive rebounds and Kevin Martin's disappearance.
And turnovers.
Yeah, turnovers are bad, too. But the offensive rebounds, they gave up more offensive rebounds last night than they did definitely in the first game. And that was a big deal as well. A lot of second or third chances.
Yeah. The Grizzlies are so much better at tapping the ball to themselves. Or, like, you know, tapping it while it's high and getting it away from other people. And
Gasol and Zebo.
Yes.
They're incredible at it.
And we are terrible at that. We either... Perk has the ball and he waits for it. If it drops down, he waits for it to bounce back up.
Perk's got stone hands. And there's been a couple...
Serge does, too.
There's been a couple of lowlights of the playoffs, courtesy of our very own Kendrick Perkins.
It's
in game one, the pass to him from out of bounds that he just fumbled away and turned it over. It was just inexplicable.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, that was bad.
People hating on Perk. Hey, so did you see he said, do Shaq always just talk about himself? Or he said,
and
Shaq
he spelt
talk
it
about
like,
himself too much.
He spelt it like a Shaq in your backyard.
Yeah.
Like he played with him.
That's funny. He did play with him. I didn't even think about that. He said SMH. And last night on
when
the
did
TNT
he play with
show,
him?
It's Celtics.
No, he did not.
He never
he
did.
He was on the Thunder.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
He was?
Yeah.
Even. Oh, okay.
Good call. Good call.
It
was AAU ball, man. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, AAU. He did.
Yeah, when
he did not.
Kendrick was 4 and Shaq was 15.
Yep.
But anyway, so last night on the TNT thing, Shaq keeps bringing it up, and he like keeps calling like the great Kendrick Perkins and all this stuff. He's like, "See, I'm not the only one who talks about myself too much." And he's like, bringing it up and like bringing this beef to the TNT thing. Or whatever.
I refuse to
it was
watch
crazy.
It. I cannot bring myself.
Cannot
to watch
tarnish
it.
Your Shaq like, love.
There were two commercial breaks, and he kept bringing it up. kept, like, couldn't let it go.
Yeah,
had to just keep making fun of Perk, and it was crazy.
Hey, I will say, we didn't really talk about it, but they did. Thunder closed out the Rocket series on Friday night. I feel like we should at least talk about that for a second. Thunder closed out the Rocket series on Game 6 and played the best game they played of the playoffs so far. And spread the ball. Everybody got to make shots. They played great defense, and you just saw the Rockets. Delfino was hurt, and you could just feel them kind of as the game started to slip away. You just saw them kind of fade out. And so I don't know if you guys had any thoughts about that game before we move on to kind of our expectations for the rest of the Grizzly series.
It made me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, was cool.
It was another game that
Kevin Martin
showed up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's if Kevin Martin can get over 20 points in a game,
there's a good chance.
You know, there's a probably 90% chance they're going to win the game just because, you know, that production is so key. And also, I mean, Serge Ibaka on the offensive end, he looks like he did 3 years ago.
Yeah, he's reverted. That's bad.
He looks really bad. And they absolutely cannot win the series with an inconsistent Martin and then Serge Ibaka looking like he did when he came into the league, not being able to hit anything.
Yeah, sometimes like when he's really, really close, like shots he should never miss, he's missing them.
Yeah.
Like just like
he's missing
gimmicks.
Everything.
Yeah,
he's missing everything.
He was one 3 last night.
He was 1 for 10 in game one. He's 5 for 12 last night, but he was given wide open shots.
Yeah.
I mean, just absolutely wide open, and he can't hit them. So, I mean, that's a big, big problem.
Yes.
Our role players have to hit wide open shots.
That is a problem.
Serge? Yeah, I just feel like the thing that's been most surprising to me has been Derek Fisher. Mm-hmm. Like, he just has a playoff gear, and we were all kind of wrong for making fun of him during the season. Well, not wrong. He was bad there.
But he was really bad. But, I mean, he has. You have to give him credit.
Yeah.
Because he has stepped up, and he is knocking down the three-point shots.
Yeah.
He had 4 last night. He was 4 or 5 from 3. And you have to think, is he going to have many more games where he's 4 or 5 from 3? You know, it wouldn't shock me at all if he was 1 for 5 from 3 in the next game. And, there'll be a blowout if Martin doesn't show up. So this team is just – I just don't believe they can have sustainable success. I just don't. I think that they miss Westbrook so much because he guarantees you just crazy intensity and at least 20 points a night.
Yeah. And he's unguardable. Like, everybody has to remember how unguardable Russell Westbrook is.
He creates space for everybody. He makes everybody – I mean, he clearly makes the role players feel more comfortable. I mean – ever since he went down, Serge Ibaka's disappeared.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He also would have got their big guys in foul trouble earlier.
Yeah, could have. Yeah.
In the third quarter at one point, there was one foul between Marc Gasol and Sipo.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about the reffing a little bit. It wasn't unfair for the Thunder. It was inconsistent in the sense that there were times when all the fouls were being called on the Thunder, and then there was a time when all the fouls were being called on the Grizzlies, and it was a back and forth thing. It wasn't even throughout the game, and that sucked. I mean, it's not fun to watch that if you're a fan of either team. You know, both teams would rather it be consistent. Are you going to call this call down here? Okay, call it down here. The next play, if it happens, don't pile on 6 fouls on one team. And
sure,
the two games were refed very differently. Game one, like you could barely touch a guy.
Yeah,
and like last night, they were letting them be pretty rough in the paint. A lot of people were complaining about Z-Bo and everything he does. Like
he has issues with personal space.
Personal space,
he really does. He touches people in strange ways.
On that, and what he does, he's really good at doing the small. Cheat illegal things.
Yeah.
Like he does the small illegal things. Like on that and one that Marc Gasol hits, it's a huge play. You look in the replay, well, Z-Bo has got his arm wrapped around Nick's.
Yeah.
And so Nick's trying to close out on Marc Gasol and gets late to Marc Gasol because he has Nick Collison wrapped up.
Yeah.
Like the refs don't see those little things. And it's the things that Nick does really well. And it's actually what Perk can do really well. Perk's just been such an embarrassment offensively.
I mean, it's all those big guys. If you're a big guy that's going to be on the floor, you're going to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we may notice it more because we're irritated with Z-Bo or the fans are irritated with Z-Bo. But, I mean, Kendrick Perkins held on to Chandler Parsons' wrist.
Yeah.
In that Rockets series.
On a huge.
Pulling him away from the basketball. I mean, we can't, as Thunder fans, we cannot be that uneducated to think that, you know, our players don't do that or that Zebo's one of the only players that does that.
What's crazy for me, the Grizzlies aren't a team I hate at all.
No.
Like, I don't, they're not like the Rockets where I'm just like, they're kind of arrogant and, you know, like the Grizzlies are just workaholics.
You thought the Rockets were arrogant?
Yes. I mean, I think the Rockets are. It's the same thing I thought about the Nuggets a couple years ago.
Greg Smith, man.
They're the most tattooed team in the world. So, I mean, so I don't like the Rockets. Nobody else had left other than, I mean, nobody. Everybody just kind of comes to work. The Knicks are kind of a little bit arrogant, but not much. I mean, not all of them are arrogant, let's be honest. But
yeah, they're, I would say that they're the extreme. Carmelo, J.R. Smith.
Yeah. But anyway, all of that to say that the Thunder down 1-1. Go back to Memphis or go to Memphis on Saturday. Kind of a midday game. I think it's like 4 o'clock game or something like that. And Thunder have to get one. If they don't get one of these two in Memphis, they'll probably lose in five, in my opinion. So it will be hard for their role players to overcome a 3-1 deficit. But if you look back 2011 playoffs where the Thunder lost to the Grizzlies or the Mavericks in the finals, they played the 8-seed Grizzlies who beat the Spurs in the first round. And the Grizzlies took game one in Oklahoma City.
Yep.
And
I was there.
Different teams. But the Grizzlies took game one. Thunder went back, went down 2-1, lost the first game back in Memphis, and then won the fourth game in triple overtime.
Yeah.
Brought it back and won it in game seven. And so I still think there's a chance it may be like a Dumb and Dumber scene kind of thing. So you're
no, I mean, it's playoff basketball. The series changes so much. You know, from the first two games up until game five. I mean, you look at the Clippers series, and they were up 2-0. And you're like, Clippers are going to cruise past the Grizz.
And they beat them handily the first two games.
Yeah, and then they beat them, and then the Grizz went and beat them 4 games in a row. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody expected that. So you just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, you know that Durant's going to show up. But Ibaka might start hitting his shots, or Martin might start
That'd be big.
Showing up every game.
If Ibaka can hit shots and make Randolph be honest in his defense against him, it opens up some penetration options for Reggie. It opens up some better shots for – I mean, it opens up everybody. Because Zach Randolph or Marc Gasol has to play out on him a little bit more.
They need scoring. I mean, you have to think if they get down 3-1 that they're going to have to look for more scoring options. And, you know, I don't – You know, you see all these other rookies getting playing time on other teams. You know, you see the Warriors playing three rookies at times. You know, you have to. I mean, the two rookies that we have are known for. I mean, they can score. Both those guys can score the basketball, and you have to think that
you're talking Lamb and
Perry Jones. And if you get desperate, you think that you would try to find another scoring option, and it. It kind of frustrates me that guys like Draymond Green can get playing time on a good playoff team, and our team who's struggling to score the basketball, besides Kevin Durant, we can't find time for Jeremy Lamb, who that's what he does. That's why he's in the NBA.
I will say though, like those Golden State guys, they've been playing all year.
Like they I know, and I don't think
he's not making that comparison directly.
Yeah, I don't think I'm just frustrated, I guess, with the entire season that they didn't get.
Yeah,
you know, at least you know Lamb, even when it was just blowout city, he didn't play until like
Kevin Martin played.
Kevin Martin would be out there, and he would play like 2 minutes when everybody else played, you know, the entire fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. So I just don't. And obviously, I don't see what happens in practice, and I don't see what happens in the locker room. So there's obviously something going on there.
A lot of fights. There's obviously some fights. Uh-huh.
Hey, people hate tiny heads. There's some beef.
They do. They hate tiny heads. I'm one of them.
So
I hate them.
But, I don't think that's going to happen. I think even if they do get down 3-1, he's going to stick with his guys. But they need scoring. We have too many guys in the game that
The thing that I think that puts them in a bind also is that in – It's why Memphis is a bad matchup for certain teams. It's you can't go small and survive against them. If you put Durant on Zach Randolph, I mean, Durant can get in the way but he's going to get abused by Zach Randolph. Yeah. And that's our hands down our best lineup on the floor.
Yeah.
Is when you have Durant at the four and you've got and you can run.
And then the problem guard. Is on the other end is that they just switch.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's always a guy that there's always two, one or two, or maybe even three guys on the floor for the Thunder that flat out are not going to put the ball in the bucket.
Yep, and so they don't have to worry about
so
it.
So they just switch, and it's not a problem.
And if the and Marc Gasol is always going to be there to help on defense. You can get past your first guy, and Marc Gasol is going to be there waiting for you. And he's, you know, he's defensive
he's
player.
He's hitting those jump shots at a rate that...
That is not a jump shot. Do not call that a jump shot.
What,
that
the
is
flat-footed rainbow shot.
The stand shot.
It's amazing because you can't see the shot coming because he doesn't... He keeps the ball above his head the entire time.
Yeah, you're
time.
Like, oh, he's just
there.
Looking to
he's
pass just, it and shot.
And he just shoots it, and it's it just floats right in.
It goes in
it
every
looks
time.
Like, it looks ridiculous. Like he's controlling the ball with his mind, and he's and he's setting it in the basket.
He seriously
so
holds the ball up and just throws it.
I know, and it's great.
Hey, he's good, man.
He's really good.
He's really good. That's what I'm saying. The Grizzlies, like, I love Tony Allen. I like Marc Gasol.
Can I say something about
Jared
Tony
Bayless
Allen?
Jared Bayless is maybe my least favorite player on their team.
He's terrible on defense, and that's when Kevin Martin should be going
he's
off.
So
when
weird
Jared
looking.
Bayless is on him. Like
he
was
so
in the first
weird looking.
Half. Everything he is. Tony Allen, I noticed this about him yesterday. He likes to do uncomfortable stuff to people when he's guarding them. And I will say this. He puts his hand like on the person's butt and he'll move his hand around like in their butt crack.
What?
Yeah. I was watching this. When he was guarding Durant a few times, his fingers were I couldn't see him.
BCD,
I couldn't see
man.
Him sometimes.
Butt crack D.
He was he made Durant turn around. Durant's like, whoa, what's going on back there? He does some weird stuff.
And then he took the ball.
And it works. And it's brilliant. And he doesn't care. He cares about defense more than butt fingers.
What the
heck? There was a time, and they didn't adjust at the end. So the Thunder are up. I felt like the Thunder were in good shape there in the fourth quarter for about the last 2 minutes in the last minute or so. And so what they did is they started switching, or they started trapping Durant.
Yeah.
And Durant made about two decisions in a row that were bad.
Yes.
One of them was a good decision. One of them, he throws the pass to Nick, and it just comes in hot, and Nick kind of fumbles it out of bounds. And then Serge tries to save it and had every opportunity to save the ball.
I know.
He, like, had it in his hand, was, like, looking at it, and then just fell out of bounds. Anyway, and so...
Oh.
But then the next one... Or no, two other ones. Is one, he is the one where he falls, and Tony Allen slaps it, and they get the turnover. And then one, he tries to split the double team or the trap, and he turns it over again. And so I think he had two turnovers, and then Serge, I guess, technically got that third one.
And that's all you have to do.
And that was it. I mean,
that's
it changed
all you have
it.
To do.
So you trap it out. Durant needs to be able to retreat and make a pass and then kind of move around to get the ball back.
Yeah. But that's why, I mean, so then does Durant stop taking the ball up on every possession in the fourth?
Not right now. You've got to be aware of that. You've got to see it coming and make the extra pass. I mean, that Nick Collison pass is the right play to make.
Yeah.
Nick standing open about 18 feet from the basket. And he makes it, you know, if he makes that pass, the defense is out of position, and they're trying to recover, which means if Nick, which is what he does, if he makes the right pass, then all of a sudden you have a wide-open shot from, you know, Reggie Jackson or Derek Fisher or even back maybe to Kevin Durant on recovery. So it's not insurmountable. I'm not playing the Heat. I'm not watching the Heat play and going, well, let's go to next season. You know, like I think that they can play with Memphis because defensively they're engaged enough to be able to exist in the game. I do expect one of the two games in Memphis to be a blowout, though. Like, not a blowout, a 10 to 15-point game.
Yeah. Not to be negative, and this isn't against the Thunder, but I feel bad about this. And the Thunder are going to lose.
The series?
Yeah. I just have the feeling.
I just think...
I mean, you're not stepping on a terrible limb.
Yeah.
Every other person,
every analyst... Every analyst ever.
I know I'm alone in this, but the Thunder probably aren't going to win.
There was just like...
That's not what you picked yesterday.
I know. My feelings change from day to day. Did I not put DTD by all those picks?
Day to day.
Day to
down
day.
To dump.
Did you see... there was that one possession. It was very, very frustrating where I felt like the Grizzlies shot... missed and rebounded, got like four offensive rebounds in a row. We could not get the ball. That was
and almost every time it feels like they finished a shot at some point on those possessions.
Yeah.
Right.
I think they ended up scoring. And it was just we just have to be better. But I think that in all of these games, I don't think there'll be a blowout. I think they'll all be close. Just all be like us fighting against them or them
That'd
fighting
be awesome.
Against us
I
the
hope
whole
so.
Time.
It's been a fun I mean the first two games have been good. Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, you can't.
Like, that game was close the whole game.
Yep.
Like, they, no one ever like ran away with it.
And then Mike Conley hit shots, and nobody else did.
However, normally, our crowd has gotten worse, I think, since last year.
We were kind of bad yesterday.
I'm just saying, 30 seconds to go, we were down by 4. There's a ton that can happen in that time. People were getting out and leaving in just droves.
Late
mad.
Games, man. Late games kill them.
Yeah.
It just sucked.
At that point, it was 11:30.
That was a three-hour game.
Yeah. Late games on TNT is just a terrible combination because they just drag them out.
Yeah.
So many commercials.
And the timeouts are ridiculously. Yeah. In the arena, too, it's like they don't know what to do. Like, their games don't last that long.
They're
okay.
Go dance, Thunder Girls. Not Thunder Girls.
Girls.
They have to show the Hopper commercial as many times as they can.
The Hopper family.
Is it every commercial break?
It's too much. And now you know what they're doing is Grown Ups 2, which has to be...
That can't be real.
The worst movie of all time.
Shaq is in it.
Is he Shaq and a fool?
He's checked in as a cop.
He's a cop.
Once again, I will not. I can't.
Did anyone here see Grown Ups 1?
Yeah, yes. I loved it. I got chocolate wasted.
The only person.
I did see it. You haven't seen it.
I'm the only person who hasn't seen it, I guess. But I felt like Grown Ups 2, when I saw the preview for it, I was like, they use chocolate wasted from Grown Ups 1 in the preview I saw. And I was like, this has to be a terrible movie if they're using the preview from the last movie for the second one, you know?
I think it's a brand new chocolate wasted scene.
Mm-hmm. It better be.
They're going back to the chocolate wasted.
I think that was such gold in the first one. How do you not go back to that? How do you not go back to that?
People want more chocolate wasted. You're right.
Yeah, it's just like Hangover 3. They want to keep getting lost. You got to keep... They want to keep losing someone. They want to keep... Something crazy happens. You got to go back to Chocolate Wasted. I suggest other movie franchises also use Chocolate Wasted.
If you want to be successful.
Jurassic Park 4. Use Jurassic Chocolate Park Wasted. 4.
Why'd the T-Rex stop running? He's chocolate wasted.
We've got to move on.
So, like we said, Thunder play Saturday. I'm not sure. When's game 4? What do you guys see that yet? I haven't seen the playoffs.
I have no idea.
After Saturday.
Sometime between Saturday and
probably Monday.
July.
It's probably on Monday night.
Don't tell me what to do, Andrew.
Monday night, 8:30.
Watch the game Monday
twirl
night.
For me.
Give me a little what?
Twirl for me.
All right, there are three other playoff series going on right now. The Bulls finished out New Jersey Nets in Game 7.
So glad.
The Nets are a total
waste
letdown.
Of our time.
And the Bulls, Joakim Noah, just went, I mean, just grown man style on him in that Game 7. He guaranteed they'd win.
Hashtag Gam.
And then went out there and absolutely dominate. So the Bulls then go to Miami, Game 1, without Lou Alding, without Kirk Heinrich.
Blew him out.
Without Derrick Rose.
And Jimmy Butler played his absolute butt off. So did Joakim Noah. And then Nate Robb, Luke's
my man.
Long
talk
lost
about,
love.
Talk about who the Thunder needs some scoring options.
Just fearlessly beat the Heat. And I saw a tweet that I thought was perfect. Is that after this game, somebody said, after this game, LeBron James should just hand his MVP trophy to Tom Thibodeau. Or because he does, man. He is a coaching freak. Now, he's probably going to kill all of his players.
Yeah.
But, man, they're fun. They are.
He's good.
They are just a hard team to beat. And I don't know. I don't think it changes the series for me. Like, I think the Heat probably still win in 5 or 6.
Yeah. They didn't play for an entire week. The Heat didn't. There hasn't been a time since... You know, since the beginning of the season, that they haven't played for an entire week, so that can be hard for a team to come in and play, you know, like that. A lot of people mentioned the Lakers when they played the Sixers, and how the Sixers came and beat them in the playoffs back in 2001, I think. And the Lakers were just rusty because they had won every single game.
Yeah, it was the Allen Iverson scored like 47 points in game one, and then they won four straight. They only lost to the Lakers in that 2001 playoffs.
Only this is just that one.
16-1.
Stepping over Tyronn Lue, man.
And then Tyronn Lue kind of actually played good defense on. Anyway, Andrew and I are going to have an entire Lakers history playoff or podcast.
Yes. This is what I think. They have shown that they can beat the Heat. I just think Derrick Rose should come back. With every game that passes, I'm still more saying mad that he's not back.
He's not coming back.
Game three in Chicago. He's warming up just like he normally does. And then all of a sudden, and you're...
And now, from Chicago...
Your starting point guard, Derrick Rose.
I saw a tweet.
There would be heads exploding in the audience.
They said there's going to be a new statue of Derrick Rose out in the front, and it's him sitting.
Watching
from the sidelines.
With Joakim Noah, jumping with half a leg. And
I just think that, like.
He tore his ACL, guys, though. I mean, he.
I tore my ACL yesterday.
Adrian Peterson ran
these
for 2,100 yards. Less than a year.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson.
Torn ACL.
He's just...
Oh, yeah, let's take the exception out and make it the rule.
Robert Jr.
But still, he's been cleared to play by... Here's the other thing.
For 2 months.
If he was cleared to play, and why would they announce that and he's not coming back?
I did hear that from... The organization should have said he's not playing this year.
Yeah.
Say that in August or October.
If not to goad him into coming back, like he didn't want to... And they're trying to get him to by announcing that.
So that people will talk about the Bulls?
You announce that, but you also, he's practicing 5-on-5.
Yeah.
He's warming up every game. He's dunking during warm. Like, just sit him down.
Yeah. I just don't get it.
That's the hard
thing. But if you're rehabbing, you're going to want to get in there and see what you can do. And if he's not comfortable with where he's at, he's going to want to come back at 100%. I mean, you cannot, you've seen guys come back from knee injuries and their careers haven't been the same.
Yeah.
It's happened a lot. And with somebody like Derrick Rose, who has been absolutely dominant, and then he is crippled with this injury, this is an injury where this has killed people's careers, and his game is explosion.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yes.
So you cannot. He has to be 100% for him to play the game that he did before, and he knows that, and he's probably not coming back.
I think the comparisons I keep hearing are like, oh, Gilbert Arenas. Well, Gilbert Arenas was 55 years old when he tore his ACL. Baron Davis, there's all of these are these people in like, I haven't remembered in my history, and maybe I'm just missing somebody that was young. And not even in his prime, really, which is terrifying for the league, that tore their ACL and wasn't the same, you know? Like, I've never seen somebody of that caliber.
Yeah, but do you remember how long it took for them to come back?
I mean, no.
Exactly.
4 months?
Yeah, 3 days.
Miracle men. Yeah, I get it. Like I said, I think I just agree with Luke that just, and you're right, it created a buzz. People every single day are talking about the Bulls, but gosh, just don't tell us that he might come back. Like, you gave all, and we're not even Chicago fans.
Yeah. Yes. But who's saying he might come back?
Fans.
I mean, his brother.
Us.
Yeah, his brother.
Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose said he said, I'm out right now. It's not for sure that I stay out for this series. He said that.
But he said if I wait until next year, then I know that I'll be healthy.
But he's still not saying I'm sitting out definitely.
You don't, actually. Because the last two seasons you played, you were hurt.
Well, I mean, his knee will be back.
Yeah. My knee will be back. My back will hurt.
I bet he sits out all next season.
My back hurt.
Anyway, this is what I think. Not really.
Every game that the Bulls win against the Heat, the more frustrated I'll be that he's not back.
And that may be the last game they win, though.
It could be. I think they win one back in
so
Chicago.
So you're done being frustrated.
Maybe. But I think, I don't know. I just
think Lou Alding will be back. That's a big deal. I don't think he'll be back until they get to Chicago. Kirk Heinrich possibly will be back by the time they get to Chicago.
Do they still know what's wrong with Lou Alding, though? I don't think so.
He had complications from a spinal tap.
I know, but the spinal tap didn't show first, yeah. that he has meningitis, so they still don't know why.
Maybe he's just sick.
He's sick. Just sick? Just normal sick?
Just old sick.
Just pretty sick.
And when they come back, they'll probably lose.
Yeah.
As soon as they get their full line, Derrick Rose will get in there and they'll get beat by 30. Like, all right.
I just think that the crowd in Chicago is going to be turned up, like freaking
turned
out.
Up.
Like, I just don't think that. I just don't think that Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade are going to play as horrible as they did in that game. They were awful. No.
They, but this, I mean, Chicago were the ones that broke the Heat streak.
They did. You know what? The only thing that was surprising to me for the Heat is there was a time in the fourth quarter where I was like, they don't want this as bad as Chicago does.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Sometimes it takes a game like this, though, to get a team fired up.
Especially a team like the Heat. So I still expect the Heat. I think I'll pick it in six. I'm not sure what I told you I'd pick it in, but I'll say six. I still think the Heat won in six.
They need to.
Yeah, you had Miami in six. I got Miami in six as well.
I took Miami in seven.
And what did I have?
Chicago and.
Chicago!
Look
at Chicago in seven.
Yeah.
That's pretty bold.
Hey, the world ballsy, man. You're poking those balls. we high-fived. You couldn't see, but
Derek
we high-fived.
The balls. Other two series, we'll save Golden State San Antonio for the end. So New York, Indiana. This is the series that will maybe make or break Andrew and our friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew is...
He loves the Pacers
loves
offense.
The Pacers. Everything he, about him, he loves.
He thinks they have perfect offense.
Hansbro bros.
He is a Hansbro bro fan. But this is the competition for the teams we feel like maybe give the Heat the biggest series, I guess. Which is funny, is it may be Chicago the whole time. But
yeah.
And it's a tale of two games. The first game, the Knicks looked all out of sync, and the Pacers were great offensively, great defensively. And then last night, the Knicks just put it on the Pacers, especially in the fourth quarter. And
well, the Knicks had to win that game.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. They had to.
Absolutely. But I don't know. I feel like... I don't know how to gauge this series.
That was the fourth worst loss the Pacers have had in the playoffs ever.
26 points.
Wow. And it was a bruising. It wasn't even that bad in the fourth. It was like what? It was like 5-6 minutes left in the fourth is when it like really started turning to the Knicks. And then it just went. Oh no, they started off 20-0 in the fourth quarter. That's what happened.
The Pacers are going to struggle to score. They just are.
Mhm.
You know, when David West is only taking seven shots.
That's wild.
If you can't get David West more shots than that, that's bad.
Yeah,
another thing from game one, you know, DJ Augustine, who has been one of the worst players that's in a rotation in the NBA this year, I think he hit maybe four threes. I mean, he was really good.
Yeah, he was four or five, I think.
It's unlikely that will happen again ever in his NBA career. It's unlikely. So I mean, there were some things in game one that went the Pacers' way that probably won't again. But I just think the Pacers' defense, you know, these teams are pretty evenly matched. You know, the Knicks have a nice offense, and the Pacers have what? The Pacers
he
have
was 4 or 5. I was just fact checking.
Oh, the Pacers have one of the best defenses in the league, probably second best defense. And Roy Hibbert's defending the rim really well right now. And, you know, it comes down to the fact that is Carmelo Anthony going to make shots?
Yeah.
Is J.R. Smith going to make shots?
You know who I'm glad to see back in the existence of, speaking of ACL tears, Amon Shumpert.
Oh, my gosh.
His dunk last night.
That putback dunk.
Holy crap. It was also good to see Rick Schmitz back out there for the Pacers. He looked great. he wasn't out there, guys.
I like Emo Shumpert.
Yeah, I do too.
I like his haircut. I just like him.
Yeah, he's cool.
Shumpert.
They called him Kid Can Play last night after that putback dunk.
That's fairly clever, I guess.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched more than probably 15 minutes of the series.
I haven't watched none of it.
Then stop talking about it.
All right.
No, I think
no problem.
This is going to be a close this is going to be a really close series. I think it's going to go back and forth. But it is pretty key that the Pacers got a game in New York.
Yeah,
that's a tough place to win on the road. So
hey, don't count out JR. He will keep shooting 3 of 17. He could actually shoot this bad the entire series.
He was 3 of 15. He was 1 for 7 from three last night. He's
been so bad since after that suspension.
He had those stats, but guess what his plus minus was?
70.
Because he was on the floor at the end of the game.
Plus 27 because he was on the floor at the end of the game. But still, it's just funny to see that stat line.
Highest plus or minus on the team?
It's the highest.
It's a stellar defense. Nope.
That's not J.R.
So that series, what's our predictions on that? I think I predict the Pacers in 6.
What?
Hey, man.
Will you stand strong? Please?
No.
No, you have Indy in 5.
Indy in 5.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
That was maybe a knee-jerk reaction. Let's be honest.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got Pacers in 6.
I'm not. Go ahead.
What did I have?
The Knicks haven't played well in 4 games until last night. Shut up, Taylor. Don't tell me what to do.
You know who else has Pacers in 5?
Taylor.
Lou. Oh, really? I have Knicks in 7.
No one knows what they picked.
I have Knicks in 7.
In 7.
Because I picked all 7s except Thunder.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Except for the Thunder. You had them winning 4, I think.
I actually had 7. I was like, I can't have everyone winning in 7. Okay, I'll just do this.
So 3 of us picked Indiana to win the series.
Yep.
2 people picked them to win in 5. I picked them in 6. And
cool. It's going to be even sweeter when the Knicks win for me, isn't it?
I've been
nerds.
A Nick Darnold, you man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, see. You really left me.
I'm sorry.
Hanging. That's and you fault. Even started this segment off by saying it could end you and Andrew's relationship.
Well, like I choose our relationship over my stubbornness, bro.
There you go.
Hey, listen. So the series that has us maybe talking as much as the Thunder is this Golden State San Antonio series, and mainly because Steph Curry has entered into another dimension of basketball incredibleness.
Yeah.
His third quarters have been spectacular. Shooting 70%.
It's unreal how consistently good his third quarters are. It's crazy.
What was not good was their absolutely in total collapse in the fourth quarter against the Spurs.
I don't.
Spurs closed the game on like an 18-2 run or something.
And it was a lot of it at the hand of your man, the sixth man of the year, in your mind, Jarrett Jack, played awful defense.
You know what else happened?
Yeah,
though?
Taylor.
He also kept him in the game when Steph Curry was so tired. You know, he hit some pretty big shots.
You know who hates Jarrett Jack?
Like all the Warriors blockers.
Every single Warriors fan doesn't. I mean, they cannot stand him.
Which is like, I mean, I understand having that player on your team, but he really was a potential sixth man. Like he was very big for your big.
He was top 3
for your team,
but his. He was a lot of the reason that they lost that game. His defense.
He does a lot of things that they need a guard to do. Like he will slash and run the floor a little bit better than Steph and Clay will. But yeah,
Clay
his
Thompson
defense was pretty bad.
Cannot foul out. It's no. So bad.
That's when the game was lost.
So bad.
Richard Jefferson came in
and
missed two crucial free throws.
AJ,
spurt hard.
AJ.
Hey, so can we talk about one thing?
Jay,
let's talk about
Green,
more than one.
Is
thing.
He the oldest rookie since Greg Oden?
How old is he?
He looks like he's 35.
Draymond,
was he 4 years at Michigan State?
Yeah, probably.
I think he was.
Played at Michigan State. Nobody leaves there early, man. Tom Izzo won't allow it.
Izzo.
What? So Golden State, they're up. I go to bed and there's 4 minutes left and I'm like, oh,
it's over.
Game's over. Yeah. They're up by 17. There's 4 minutes left. There's no way. And I wake up this morning and I think it was Luke and he goes, what just happened? And I look at my Sports Center thing and it's like, Manu Ginobili hits the game winner, 127, 125.
He was not very good in the game.
He was 5 of 20 for the whole game.
He was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's unreal. And he put up a terrible 3-point attempt before that, too. Yeah. He was like 4 feet away from 3-point line. I can't remember who was guarding him, but they were in. They were crowding him.
I'm assuming it was a. It was a bad defense or good defense.
No, it was good defense. It was. It was a terrible decision on Manu Ginobili's part, which was weird.
Did you hear Greg Popovich's quote?
Yeah, it's funny.
He said, "I went from wanting to pull Manu out to wanting to cook him breakfast the next morning."
Yeah. So Popovich is hands down my favorite coach in the NBA. Which is funny. I used to hate the Spurs. When I was a Lakers fan, I hated the Spurs, but I kind of love them now. Anyway, but they're a different team. They're more enjoyable now than they used to be. But Popovich, my favorite thing is whoever gets the call to be the sideline reporter. You know it's horrifying anytime that you have to do the quarter. And so David Aldridge walks up to him, and he's just like, he asks him one simple question like, "Hey, Steph Curry shot a lot of so what are you going to do different?" And he's like, "Well, we got to start guarding them." And then David Aldridge is like, "Okay." And then Pop goes, is that all you got? And then Dave Aldridge just like busts out laughing, and then they cut back to the announcers like, "All right, there we go." It's maybe my favorite part of the game when the Spurs play.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
My also favorite part was when David Aldridge called Stephen Curry Stephen.
At least two times.
Stephen Curry.
At least two times. It was weird.
It was weird.
So weird.
Because you know David Aldridge knows that his name is not Stephen.
Exactly.
Like, we know
he's
that.
Not
he's
like,
probably known Stephon Curry since he was like two.
You just called him Stephon.
Stephon or Kev.
Stephon Curry.
So there's his new club. Voltage.
Yes.
Stephon, that's
man.
Stephon from SNL.
I'm talking about Stephon Urkel from Family Matters.
Well, yeah.
That's a good one, I thought.
Yeah.
And I also
Kel
thought,
from Kenan and Kel?
You guys went back to TGIF, man.
Yeah.
Stephon Marbury.
Let's call him Steve. Steve Curry.
Old Stevie.
Well, I think that's when he caught himself.
Yeah. It was
he
weird.
He called him just, Steph, and then he's like, "Oh, okay."
I just wish they
just felt awkward.
It's another one. So that can be part of our extended NBA coverage where like you have the uncensored mic'd up court. And then you also have all of the sideline reporters that you just stay on them for the next minute and a half after they go off air. And so you just see David Aldridge put his hands in his face and go, "Oh, Steven, what was I thinking?"
I would appreciate that.
Is he a nerd to you?
Kind of. Have you heard? He's
what
kind
was
of.
I thinking? Oh.
Hey, I got this new thing for Stephen Curry.
Yeah?
Stephen Flurry.
That was
this is
good.
For
that was
his,
kind of creative.
Thanks. Thanks, y'all.
But I think it was not good that they lost. Like, they should have won that game.
You think they can overcome that?
I think it's not a terrible thing because I think a lot of people thought that they were just going to get smashed by the Spurs. And this shows that maybe they just have to outscore the Spurs by 30 points in the third quarter to win the game.
Maybe Steph Curry takes one step
yes.
after half court and
Mark
shoots.
Mark Jackson needs to be able to... The rotations, he cannot rely. I mean, you saw Steph Curry just gas out in the fourth quarter.
I think he was pretty tired.
And I don't think he expected to go to double overtime. I mean,
no.
You got
nobody goes into the game, I think, without
you got but you have to I mean you have to play your best
right.
players. And they're professional basketball players.
Now what I will say is the Spurs don't have anybody that can defend Stephen Curry.
Kawhi Leonard was pretty good on
Kawhi.
Him.
The only time he really D'd up on him was when it was the fourth quarter and he just
Boris,
the entire team.
Boris Diaw actually stepped out on him a couple times and played
at
good.
And the last shot,
Boris.
Right there at the
he was good.
Yeah, he was.
He was. He was really good.
It's because Pop offered him a free buffet after the
game.
And this is what
sucks.
Whatever works.
Klay Thompson fouls out, so they have to put out Kent Bazemore. And that is the guy who's open when Boris Diaw helps.
Yep.
And so Steph doesn't pass to him.
He's like,
he's wide open.
The guy who celebrates so good on the bench is out on the. He's on the court.
I know.
Like, have you guys watched him celebrate?
Uh-uh. It's hilarious.
It's worth your time.
It's really. It's him and Nate in the league. They're like the best.
Kim Bazemore is one of the. I prefer Kim Bazemore.
It was fun to watch the bench during Steph's run in that third quarter.
They just put their hands on their head.
What is happening?
We have never seen this before.
Well, it was that freaking shot when Steph lost the ball. It's on rolling
back.
On the ground and picks it up and just throws it up. And it drains it.
He lost his handle and he like was pushing the ball on the ground, just picked it up and just threw it in.
Can you imagine how helpless you feel on the other side of it? You're just like, well. Because a lot of them, it's like, hand and face, like, or up, it, like, contested jump shots, and he's like, I'm still going to make
it. Or he's, like, trapped in the corner. They're like, okay, we got him. Step back.
Yeah.
Drains it.
I don't know, man. He is on another level, and I'm pretty sure he won't get snubbed from the All-Star game next year.
That one, yeah. Those are the most fun games for me to watch because there's no stress involved with those. You know, it's not the Thunder, so it's just so fun. I did pick Golden State to win in 7 because I feel like a jerk that I feel like I was the only one who is, or I feel like I really liked him throughout the year. I always talked him up, and then I picked the Nuggets over him.
I know, I had to talk you. I had to talk you. You guys were like Nuggets in 5. I had to talk you guys back.
You did, and
Nuggets
I feel bad about that.
Nuggets were a colossal letdown in the playoffs, by the way.
Injuries, man.
Yeah.
Injuries and we talk about how great George Karl is, but George Karl's record in the playoffs is one of the worst in history.
He could just be a really good regular season coach.
And he's really good.
Isn't that crazy? You look at, as much as we bag on Scott Brooks, the guy has had crazy success.
Yeah.
He also has 4 years of coaching.
He also has Kevin Durant.
Yeah, and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Two of the top 6.
That helps. I think if George Karl had those two guys, that he would probably be out of the first
round. Some really good mellow
teams.
I mean,
some of those Nugget team were good.
Yeah, he had some good mellow teams.
But it's mellow.
But mellow, I mean, if you look at their matchups, though, in the playoffs, though, they had one really good year. And then they ran into the Lakers, who were the best team in the NBA, you know, hands down. I wouldn't say those Melo teams could win championships. They weren't that good. They weren't.
No,
on that
but
level.
They were better than getting put out in the first round for yes. however many.
But they
years,
played the Lakers
years.
In the first round. You know, a couple of those years they had. I mean, if you look at their matchups through the years, they had bad matchups in the first round as well.
It almost feels like Denver's better when they're the lower seed. Like, I remember 2 years ago when they gave the Lakers fits. It was 2 years ago. And they gave the Lakers fits, and they functioned better as the underdog because when they're expected to be good, it's just bad. It's just bad.
And they're really missing that lockdown defense by Aaron Aflalo that they got back last year. Remember that?
Danilo Gallinari.
Just wait for him to come back.
Right?
That was crazy.
I'm glad
to
you
me.
Got, I wish we were doing the pod
wait
at that
for Aaron
point.
Aflalo to come back.
What is
I asked Darnell Mayberry on one of the chats. I said, is Aaron Aflalo like the greatest defender in the league? Because they're acting like that's the difference maker.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I don't know what they're talking about.
It's so weird. Anyway. So that was like 2011 Nuggets.
That's all 4 playoff series going on right now. Our expectations as a group here are a conference finals of Memphis, San Antonio, and a majority of us saying Indiana versus Miami. Hmm. So should be pretty good finals regardless. But
guys, just you got to remember, anything could happen, as this popular song says.
Anything could happen.
What were you guys' picks for the San Antonio series? I got San Antonio in 5.
I don't remember.
I can't remember. I think
you
I
picked
said
San Antonio.
Let's say San Antonio 6.
This is so bad that we don't know this.
I know.
Come on, because
I feel like when I made mine, I was either drunk or high or twisted. Drunk and high.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Taylor picked Golden State in 7. Luke picked San Antonio in 6. Jay, San Antonio 6.
I'd say that's right. I knew it. Hey, Luke, how was the finale of Splash?
It's tonight.
Ooh.
Or today's Wednesday. It was last night. I didn't get to watch it. I got to go and watch it.
Luke.
Who knows? I'm very excited about it. Drake Bell is a jackass. And,
I don't even know who that is.
He's on Disney shows.
Drake, man. From
Drake,
Josh.
Drake and
Drake
Josh.
And Josh, Josh
and he's just been a jerk.
Is he the fat one?
No. He's the skinny one.
He's like the skinny, good-looking
he's
one.
He's like the little like kid. He looks like a little kid, but he's up like 30. But and then there's the Baywatch girl who I think is going to win, and by this point, maybe she already has, and I don't know. And then there's Rory Michelson, who's a snowboarder, and like he can just do crazy flips, but we'll see.
How does the guy who can do crazy flips not win?
Well,
you gotta land him, bro.
He can't dive.
He's used to landing on his feet.
Yeah, he's just landing on his feet, so he doesn't know. He's never dove. And
feels unnatural, because if you landed on your head, when you're snowboarding, that could cause damage.
Well. And he also has a busted eardrum, and so he can't train. So every time he goes off the board, it's the first time he's done it. But last week,
what?
He doesn't. He
do they do this
only,
on purpose?
What he does only it? Does dry land training. He doesn't go off the board when he's training.
How do you dry? Do you just jump onto the ground head first?
They have like they have foam
pits,
trampolines and like foam pits and like harnesses that they all do.
Oh.
But like, but Drake last week kind of had a bad dive, and
hold on, Drake's in this.
Drake Bell,
the rapper.
No,
Drake and
the
Josh.
Disney guy. We've already been talking about. No.
Yes, he.
Okay,
he
but
can
let
walk.
Me finish my thought.
He can.
He
walk.
Had a bad dive, and so gets out and starts saying like, "Well, at least I went head first," and like starts like talking crap on the other guy, and he just kind of
last name ever, first
God.
Name greatest.
Yeah, you're the worst. Like, you are the worst.
Splash.
I tried to watch one the other day, and I didn't watch it.
Speaking of which, all you guys, you should start following Amanda Bynes on Twitter.
No,
because
she's
you're
crackhead.
Watching a person living a living train wreck.
So my brother showed me those crazy photos, and did she get plastic surgery in her face?
Yes.
It looks terrible.
Well,
she used to
Amanda
be
Bynes.
Like.
Well, she thinks it looks great.
What happened to Amanda Bynes?
This is what happened. I will tell you what happened.
This is sad.
6 months ago, she got access to all of her money that before her parents were investing and like taking care of for her. Well, they stopped that because she got in a fight with them or whatever. So she has control of all of it. And she's spending it all on cocaine.
Really?
To, yes. Or in just or any
just
other
going
drugs.
Crazy.
Did you guys happen to get my Dikembe Mutombo video?
Yeah, that was funny.
My goal. Holy moly. The SNL
was,
had the
That
was a great skit.
It was a great like idea for a skit like at Michael Jordan's huge wedding.
This is not a tent, it's a palace.
And who he has like being the MC of the wedding is a halftime like show from the Bobcats.
Jugglers on cocaine.
Yes.
Gosh,
it was funny.
So well, we've got a couple of games tonight. Then I think we got four days off for the Thunder, which may be kind of helpful. They can actually figure out how to play offense.
It
again.
Might be
we'll see.
A blessing in disguise.
Right? Some people would say. That's all we got for today.
I want to say don't get twisted. Instead, do your homework in a diner, and you'll get free food.
Ooh. Where?
That's true.
What diner?
I just learned it doesn't matter. Any diner. With an African American owner.
I think that's racist and
I'm
not true.
Yeah. Are you lying?
It's not racist.
But that's you are
what
lying.
What is racist about that?
You are lying.
You every mentioned day. The race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't see color. We don't see color.
Guys.
Hey,
are
good
we
luck
American?
Finals. All my final friends, I got people that are finishing up. My brother's graduating this.
Wow, that's a little racist.
My brother's graduating this Saturday. He's
guys.
Hispanic.
Some people are already done finals. Guys, stay in school. That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah. Don't do drugs.
Don't be a fool. Don't be Amanda Bynes. Let's watch it. Watch. Just everyone should follow Amanda Bynes and be like, this is why I shouldn't do drugs or have my kid be a Disney star.
Both of those.
If someone asks
Nickelodeon.
You,
she shaved half her head.
It's Nick Miley shaved. Cyrus style. Yeah.
Okay, we need to stop talking.
That's all we got for today. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, follow us on Twitter, at DTD Podcast. Check us out in the Pod Center, iTunes. Rate us, review us, download us. You have to search Down to Dunk Podcast to find us, but we love for you to listen. Pass on the word.
Subscribe.
And, subscribe to us, and it'll just automatically update if you set it that way. So thanks for tuning in. We'll check you out next time.
Hey,
if
we'll
someone
see
asks you to smoke weed, you say, I don't smoke weed, man. I smoke fools like you on the basketball court.
Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right.